y'all, Brother Tommy, maybe y'all hear it, sing it. It says, Beyond the Rain. Y'all ever heard that song? Beyond the Rain. Amen. Beyond the sorrows and troubles and heartaches. Amen. Just beyond. Praise God. Now we see through a glass darkly, then face to face. Now we know in part, then we shall know, even also as we are known. Praise God. There's a better day coming. You say, well, that don't help me now. It does me. It does me. It keeps me moving, amen, knowing that there's a better day coming. Praise God. Amen. I love going to church. Good to see Brother Paul Blanton here today and his family. Now, it's good to see them. They blessed us so many times through the years with their singing and preaching, and we're glad they're here. Glad you're here, amen, in the house of the Lord. I'm praying for revival. How about you? I'm asking God to send us a move of God that would put folks, amen. And I believe our nation is headed for revival. And I know, you know, people have different opinions about that. And, you know, but I believe we're going to have revival. I think we're going to have some hard times before that. Amen. That's right. I believe we're on the verge of a catastrophic upheaval in America, but I believe that God's going to be there for people when they turn back to Him. I really do. Anybody feel that? Praise God. Anybody believe God? Or the Bible said, whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Anybody believe that? Praise God. I feel pretty desperate for God right this morning. Amen. And you know what? When I call on Him, He's there for me. And I hate that our country has backslid so far. It breaks my heart to look at the history of America and then look at the current state of America. America's backslid a long way. Amen. But God loves people. And if they'll turn to Him, amen, I believe we're going to have a meeting. I believe we're going to have a revival. And I'm trusting the Lord to get a hold of our church right now. Amen. Fill these empty pews and empty lives. Amen. That are sitting around here that are without hope in their soul. I'm just believing God is going to touch their life and give them hope again. Amen. I thought of the scripture this morning. We're going to move on here. But I thought of the scripture that says, and I thought of this week, and we've preached it many times, but it says, if I can turn to it, I don't know if I can find it right quick, but it says, truly, God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. Amen. Are y'all out there, church? Now, there is two precepts in that verse that are a foundation, a rock foundation, Brother Zane, for anybody's life. If they would learn, if they could believe these two principles in this verse that I read to you, truly, God is good to Israel. If we could get that principle in our heart that God is good to His people. Amen. We sing that song, He's never done me nothing but good. Praise God. You know, I found myself, Brother Paul, as a preacher sometimes, trying to, like a defense attorney, trying to defend God, you know. And I actually have found myself, and almost, when you get to thinking about it, it's almost foolish, you know, to, you know, I mean, why should we have to defend God? I've had people, you know, God never did try to defend Himself, never tried to prove Himself. Amen. In the beginning was God. Amen. And I think every one of us here this morning realizes that fact. That, you know, not only is there God, but He's good. Not only is God great, but God is good. That's all right now. Just calm down here. We're going to preach to you a little bit out of this verse. Just a little testimony this morning. There's two concepts in this scripture. You know, there's people this morning that are bitter in their soul because they don't think God's good. How did God let this happen to me, they say? Or if God was good, why is this? You know, but brother, if you don't know that God is good this morning, you don't know God. Praise God. I say, you don't know God. You don't know the God I know. And you know, and that's why sometimes in preaching, I love holiness preaching. I really love, and that's what's in this verse. There are two concepts in this verse. God is good to those that are of a clean heart. Praise God. God is a good God. There is a condition here that is a principle that we need to understand and believe. He is good to them that are of a clean heart. Praise God. God loves holiness. God is holiness. Praise God. He is angry with the wicked every day. But God is good. Amen. God is good and holy. He's good and merciful. He's good and righteous. Praise God. God is good. Amen. To those that have a clean heart. Now, here's where I want to go. David, or the psalmist in this scripture, he believed these concepts. God is good to those that are clean. Amen. Holiness is right. Sanctification is the way of the Bible. Hallelujah. It's not a denomination to go up and down the road and look at the church sign. We've got a sign out here that I've done the economy round, but I think it looks pretty nice for no more than we paid for it. Amen. We put on that sign, King Mountain, free. Amen. Now one part of that scripture is always true. As long as that sign's there, this is probably going to be King Mountain. Huh? But the rest of it is, you know, conditional. Amen. Free. Sometimes we're as bound up, amen, as if we was in prison. Pentecost, sometimes we're Presbyterian. Hallelujah. Amen. Holiness, well, that just depends on where, amen, where you've been this week. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Oh, I'm about to feel the Holy Ghost in here. Amen. The psalmist said, I know God is good. Praise God. You say, well, brother, that's an elementary statement. You know something that is a life-changing, powerful, amen, statement. If you really believe that God is good and he's good to those that have a holiness life, somebody say amen. All right, I'm getting down to this right here. We're gonna shut her down. But, but as for me, hallelujah. We can go to a holiness church. But you know what a holiness church is all about? Huh? It's about you. If all of you leave today, there wouldn't be nothing here but a building. Now, I'm telling you, I appreciate old-time religion that has to do with me. Don't you? God is good to them that are of clean heart. But as for me, how about you this morning? How about you this morning? Whoo, hallelujah. I'll tell you, I want you to look around this morning. I want you to look, is it right here? Is there anybody sitting near you not here today? Huh? There's one? Here? Anybody? How about it? Right here? Anybody gone? Yes? Here? Yes? We had one mention this morning. Not been here? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We've talked and cried and prayed and burdened. Amen. Huh? You know what? You know what happened to you? If you come to church and you know God is good and you know God is good to them that are clean heart, but what about you? What about you? If everybody goes to heaven but you, is that going to be all right? If everybody's going to believe God is good but you, you're going to be bitter as gall. Is that good? Huh? If everybody's going to believe holiness but you, what about it? The psalmist said, as for me, here's my condition. What is your condition this morning? My feet were almost gone. Here we are. I know God is good. But as for me, my feet are almost gone. Praise God. I'll tell you, almost is too close. Come on now. I said almost gone. Almost gone where? Amen. Almost gone where? Amen. How about you? Where do you stand this morning? Brother, a lot of times we come to church in generalities, and we preach in generalities, and amen, and we have a blanket experience and a blanket gospel, and amen, and we just join a movement or join a stereotype of religion or an ideology of a place of worship. But what about you and your place in the eternal kingdom of God? Hallelujah. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in here. Brother Paul, we preached and ran, and you have too. Still at it? Huh? I tell you what, we've got the devil scratching his head. I'll tell you that. He thought he had us many years ago. Now look here. I want to tell you, and this is all over with, and amen, and it's all settled down, and amen, and the new Jerusalem's coming down, and amen, and the angels are singing, and they're gathered around the throne. I want to be in that number, praise God. Woo, sweet Lamb of God. I said, I want to be in that number. I don't want to stand up and acknowledge, yes, God's been good to me. Yes, yes, yes. God loves holiness, people. Yes, but I'm almost gone. My feet had well nigh slipped. Amen. I'm in trouble. Praise God this morning. Praise God. How about you? Where do you stand? What's your perspective? Where are you at in this? Our churches are made up of people. People are made up of an eternal soul. Oh, somebody say amen. I'm almost done. Praise God. Woo. Everybody. And you know the rest of this story. He said, I got envious at the wicked. Do you know, if you're not careful, if you spend all your time out there in the world, and none in last Sunday I mentioned about reading the Bible and the spiritual insight you get in reading the Bible and hearing the preaching and going to the house of God. That's what this man did. Amen. He knew in generalities that God was good and he loved holiness. But for me, I almost tripped up. I almost slipped up. I was almost gone. Gone where? Gone away from God. Amen. Brother, when you're gone away from God, you're long gone. Somebody say amen. Praise God. I'd rather be a pauper, and I'm probably not far from it. Amen. But I'd rather be a man sitting so weak I couldn't walk across the floor and still have my soul right with God as to have this whole world and be long gone. Hallelujah. Long gone. Is that what we're going to say about you? Come to church, lose interest. Oh, you know God is good. You know holiness is right, but you're long gone. Huh? Listen to what he said. He said, I was envious at the foolish. I'm going to tell you something right now. If you're an ounce spiritual, and if you've lived long enough to have to go to kindergarten, you ought to be able to observe. Amen. Are you listening to me? You ought to be able to observe what this world does for you. Brother, I feel like there's people here this morning that love the world, and I'm getting ready to preach on them right now. Huh? I said, I feel like there's people here that are just in love with the world, and you're blind to what the world will do for people. Huh? You're not taping this, are you? You are? Okay, for the sake of the tape ministry, I want you to know you just hindered me in what I was getting ready to say. But I want to tell you, you can look around. Praise God, you can look around. I'll never understand it, and I'm not being critical. And I know the devil can lead you and tempt you, but I have seen people that had it made with God at a pinnacle, amen, of a place with God, and for some reason or another, they trade that all away, amen, for nothing. For nothing. What did he say? I was envious at what? At what? Let me read it just like it says. Listen to what he said. I was envious at the foolish. I envied the foolish. I remember when I was a little boy and some of my relatives would come around, and I'm not trying to belittle anybody. And my family, I love my family. I love my dad, my mom. I love my family. They'd have those gatherings, and some of them would get so drunk and just stagger around, sit out on the end table trying to sit on the couch. And I'd look at that as a little boy, and I'd say, you know, whatever's making Uncle so-and-so act like that, I don't want to act like that. You say, well, you never did act foolish then? I didn't say that. I said it was something in my heart as a little innocent boy saying, I wonder why. Why would you even think about leaving church? What is it out there? What? What? You want to be married 3 or 4 times? You want to be left high and dry? You want to be broken, busted? You want to lose your good name? The Bible said a good name is worth more than great riches. Hey, man, I'll tell you, if you ain't got nothing but a good name, if you've got a good name, it's worth more than all this world's wealth. Hey, man, why would you leave this church? Why would you leave a church? Why would you leave God? Why? Hey, man, they were envious at the foolish. I'm almost done. Brother Paul's going to preach to us after a while, and he can sing. He's a psalmist of Israel, and he can sing to you. But I got a burden on my heart from about 2:30 this morning. Hey, man, I felt the Lord deal with me, and I wanted you to know, hey, why would we be envious at the foolish? Why would we want to walk in a track and somebody jump into hell and say, boy, that looks like fun. I think I'll jump in there with them. Ah! But I want you to notice there's a good ending to this story. He said, I was envious when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. I think we ought to look that word prosperity up and define that in eternal dictionary. What is prosperity? You know, a lot of people think prosperity is they have a good line of credit and can borrow everything they need to buy everything they want. That's not prosperity. Somebody say amen. I'm going to tell you, he looked at the prosperity of the wicked and he's almost got him. There were no bands in their death, it seemed. Their strength is firm, it appeared. They are not in trouble as other men, so he thought. Neither are they plagued like other men, so he was telling himself. You ain't helping me this morning. I'm going to tell you something. The Bible said, and I'm not going to read it all. I'm going to get down to the very end of it. He says, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. Surely thou set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. He's changed his tune. He's got a different vision. Oh, I don't know how the devil is so good at tricking us. Take little girls like this out of church, so virtuous and pretty and clean and pure, and make them think if they would doll up like a Jezebel and split their skirts and raise their hems and drop their sleeves and paint their face and get forward and loud and flirty, that they'd be better. Now you tell me what dictionary you're reading out of. You know what the dictionary says that is? Read it. Why would we trade virtue and purity for slop? Y'all looking at me mighty funny this morning. I'm going to tell you, you know why people do it? And I'm not jumping on you. Because the deceitfulness of sin. The devil tricks you. I said he tricks you. And you know how to keep, you know how to keep right? Hey man, you know how to keep right? You got to get the right perspective. I said you got to get the right perspective. Perspective means, hey man, in a sense, getting in a place where you can see more clear. From my point of view. How does it look from your point of view? Get out here on the end. Look over. I came through Fancy Gap yesterday evening. I'm telling you, you can get a good perspective in Fancy Gap. You can see the roads and line, the layout of the land. If you get go down into that valley, you, all you can see, amen, is the walls of canyons. But if you get up a little higher, you can see a little clearer. You can see a perspective. And you can grab a hold of yourself, Brother Tommy, and say, hey, Sal, if you keep going this way, you're going to end up a wreck. You need to get right with God. Amen. Somebody say amen. I'll tell you what. It's time we went to the house of God and had a meeting and got the Spirit of the Lord that would take us up on a high pinnacle and let us look at a different perspective and say, hey, amen, God is good and he's good to me. Amen. Come on now. I see the end of that. I see the end of that. And I'm going to stay right here and live for God and be what the Lord wants me to be. There's somebody in this house tonight. Amen. You know God is good. You know holiness is right. But as for you, you're almost long gone. Slippery. My feet almost slipped. Your walk. Your steps were about gone. Your progress was hindered. How about you this morning? God bless you. Woo! Holy Ghost, I feel your presence this morning. Jesus. Shalabahoka yatahe. When we get down to our church going is political. It's our church going becomes just a social social standards where, you know, they're expecting us to be there. I better be there. It's tradition. We're getting ready to slip. But when you come to God's house and you get God's word in your heart and are touched and inspired by his Spirit, then you can leave this house saying God is good to Israel and he's good to me. Amen. God is good to them with a clean heart, and my heart is clean. You with me? I don't want you slipping through here. I don't want you sliding by. I don't want to lose you. When Jesus touched the bread, fed a multitude, he said, gather up the fragments that nothing be lost. You say, but things are going high. Gather what the Lord has blessed because you're going to need it another day. Don't lose nothing. God is blessing. I want you to lift your hands, ask the Lord to bless somebody. Touch a life in this house this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God. Woo. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Well, I us stand all over and reach our hands to heaven, ask the Lord's help in this service, ask Him to deal with lives. Amen. Right now, in Jesus' name. Well, you can be seated. I'm gonna let these children come here in a minute. And, you know, God helped me say it right this morning. I hope you understand. It's my home church here, and I hope I'm just not getting too forward here. But, you know, people lose out with God, and then back hindsight, you can say, well, I seen this. I saw that. I wondered about that. Anybody, you understand what I'm saying? But, boy, I wonder about my own life. Is there tendencies in me? You know, we do have tendencies. In it. Amen. And I'd like to have a tendency leaning toward right, wouldn't you? Then leaning toward wrong. God, give us grace this morning. I've took too much time this morning. Is that clock right? Amen. Come on, children, sing for us this morning. We got our young children here. We want to obey the Lord, too. We don't want the Holy Ghost to leave us here this morning.